forgiveness could quite possibly get you out of purgatory. Jesus says in Matthew 6:14, forgive and you shall be forgiven. I'm not going to make a video to teach you about forgiveness. I'm going to actually show you how to do it. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Okay. So for you to begin forgiving, these are the things that you'll need. First, you'll need a crucifix because all forgiveness takes place at the foot of the cross. You need to understand that. Then you're going to need a legal pad or several legal pads and several pens. And this is what you're going to do. First, you're going to start with a simple prayer. The simple prayer I always do is just, Holy Spirit, help me. And then, trusting in the Holy Spirit that He's going to inspire you, I want you to write down the names of the people that you need to forgive. So for instance, we're going to put down mom, dad, brothers, etc. So write down all the names of everyone that you need to forgive. Now you're going to tear that and put that off to the side. Each person is going to get their own page. So for instance, mom, and then in the next page, dad, etc. Each person is going to get their own page. So, and then with each person, you ask the Holy Spirit to show you, to help you remember, and you just use your own memory, what are the sins that these people committed against you? Write these in short form. For instance, ignored me, called me this, was mean to me. So you're going to make, and this is going to take a while, you're going to make a laundry list, a grocery list, so to speak, of all the sins that your mother committed against you. Said this, called me this, didn't buy me this, etc. You want to kind of write it in a way where it's very brief, because if not, this will take you a really long time. If there were things that they did multiple times, ignored me, you could put many times, or three times, hit me, four times, etc. You want to make this big long list for each person, your mother, your father, your siblings, your spouse. You know, those are usually the key people, mom, dad, siblings, friends, spouse, other people, and you can even include yourself. So one of those people could be me. You could be one of the people that you're forgiving. Now, once you have your list of people and all the different sheets, you know, I recommend at least one sheet per person so that you have plenty of space. You may need more depending on the people. Then I want you to use a very simple formula to verbally forgive these people. And you want to do this in prayer. The formula is very simple. In the name of Jesus, I forgive, name the person, for, name the sin. And what is that going to sound like? So for instance, you could start and you could say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, please guide me. In the name of Jesus, I forgive my mother for ignoring me many times, for calling me names, for hitting me, for not buying me the thing that I wanted, for abusing me, etc. You go through and you say those things for each person. Now, if you feel like that you're able to go through and sort of finish with a particular thing, meaning it feels completely forgiven, you can cross it out. Now, if you feel like, okay, there's still some work to be done with one, you can maybe put a star next to it. And this way, you're keeping an organized list of the things that you've forgiven, cross them off, things yet to forgive, put a star next to them. How do you know when you're finished? If you can think of a particular thing, you can think of the time that someone said something to you that was mean, and it doesn't stir up emotions of anger. You feel a sense of peace. It feels done. Then as you finish that person, let's say you cross them off. Okay, mom is done. Next, go through that with dad, with each and every person. You could see how this is easy, but this could take quite a while. You want to give yourself maybe several hours to do this. Maybe do this over several days. Now, this would be most effective if you do it in prayer, if you do it perhaps like at a church or at the Blessed Sacrament. It could also be helpful if you do it with another person that's praying with you, because when someone else is hearing you, it will feel more real. Now, this is obviously more difficult. That's exactly why it's more effective. It makes you feel like it's being witnessed to, like someone else is hearing your pain. That will get it out more of your heart. Now, if you do this, you will experience in your life significant healing, significant deliverance, significantly increased amounts of joy in your life. It is simple. It is awesome. It works. I do it myself. Now, when you are first doing this, you may need to do it in this very organized way. Now, as you progress and you've, as I like to say, taken out all the trash from your life, you can maybe do it, as I like to say, on the fly. Someone cuts you off while you're driving. In the name of Jesus, I forgive that jerk for cutting me off. You could be honest when you're forgiving. Jesus knows what you're thinking anyway, so you might as well be honest. And you could do it as you go throughout the day so that things don't pile up. Well, my friends, this is how you forgive. It's just that simple, but it is difficult. It will take time. Remember, do it at the foot of the cross. And always ask the Holy Spirit, help me, remind me, show me. If we forgive, as Jesus says, he promises we will be forgiven. And as we forgive others, he will forgive us. If we forgive completely, then we can hope to arrive at our judgment completely forgiven and possibly and hopefully not needing any purgatory. I'll see you in the next one.